Hey, we need to talk AFLW, Kane, because North Melbourne, very impressive yesterday. Back on the winners list they are, 2-1 on the season, and one of their prime movers is about to join us. Caitlin Ashmore's here for MEGT. Start building a great career innings today at MEGT. Caitlin, welcome. No, we haven't got her. We've got her out of eight. Oh, been given a bump steer. I was all prepped.
You've been watching the NFL.
How good was my intro?
You've been doing your Wordle. You've done this full intro.
Done that before, you know.
Caitlin, and it's 7:50, 8:30, and I'm going, we're not doing 8 o'clock news today.
Nah, sorry, we'll skip the news. We'll jump straight to Caitlin. No, we won't. We'll get the news headlines.
Don't hold me down.
Great to have your company on a Monday morning here at SEN Summer Breakfast. Sam Edmund, Kane Corns with you. Well, as we said earlier, Kane, as I said earlier, much earlier, North Melbourne back on the winners list in the AFLW. Gee, they did it easily and impressively at Arden Street yesterday. Very warm conditions to roll the Giants by 27 points. And one of the big reasons for that was the performance of their winger, Caitlin Ashmore, who joins us for MEGT. You can start building a great career innings today at MEGT. Caitlin, welcome.
Good morning, boys. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, you'd be wrapped with that result yesterday. I mentioned the conditions. How did you go with that? It's been stiflingly hot here in Melbourne town the last couple of days and for the forecast to come. So how'd you go playing in those conditions?
Yeah, I'm a summer baby anyway, so I love the hot weather, but it was extreme yesterday. I think it was like 35. And it's just one of those things. You have to prepare. So, yeah, like 3 days out, you've got to get ready for it. So I think the girls really took it to Giants. And we were just prepared.
Well, they could score against you. But just in terms of the preparation, take us inside that. How do you prepare for conditions like that or can you?
Yeah, it's literally just about your water intake, but it's not just that. So you got to have hydrolyte as well. Otherwise, water will just go straight through you. So. And then obviously coming off Adelaide last week, we flew in as well. So, yeah, just lots of recovery around that. And we had a pretty good time on the track this week. Had a few things to tweak, and I think, yeah, we did all right yesterday.
What were those things you had to tweak?
Just around the stoppages. I think the way they went in, I don't think we had enough balance around. So, yeah, we changed a few things and trialled a few things yesterday, and then obviously our forward structure as well, because we could get it in, we just couldn't score. So, I think we did all right yesterday. I think we kicked 12 behind, though, so that's obviously something else we need to look at for next week.
There's always something to work on, never satisfied. In terms of tactics and strategy, like definitely the skill development, how stronger athletes are playing now is improved through the roof. The contest has always been strong. Is that the next level? Like I see teams transitioning the ball from their back line to their forward line so much easier than what they perhaps did in the first couple of years of the AFLW. Is that something that you've noticed has improved?
Yeah, well, I've obviously been lucky enough to be in the program since season one, so I've seen it all happen. And I think at the start it was very defensive because our skills weren't up to it. So to get the ball back, you know, all the tackling, but now it's so much more. It's hard though because you've got to squeeze so much into the time that we have a training. But yeah, I think it's a lot more tactical now. And yeah, like you said, we can move the ball. I think the chain of the ball use is so much better than season one. I think it's like 4 or something now before a turnover or something like that, which, yeah, will only get better, obviously. But the new girls coming in, obviously, because they've played as well since they were 5, their skills are amazing too. Like, you've got Georgie Prasparkas, you've got Charlie Rowbottom, who were the top 2 last year. If it's going to look like that in a few years' time, I think we're in safe hands.
Caitlin, there's few bigger North Melbourne supporters than our loyal listener, Dom, who has texted in earlier to say, please pass on to Cashy how impressed I was with all aspects of her game yesterday, i.e. she held all width well to present a free kick or a handball release, ability to run up and back, numerous inside 50s, always directed your kicks to the hot spot, and you did have a great game, 5 marks, 6 inside 50s and 16 disposals. I guess the art of playing on a wing, we talk about it a lot in the men's game and how it's changed. How do you approach it in the women's game?
Yeah, it has changed a lot. It's probably an unrewarded position, to be honest. I think North do it really well. You know, we like to hold our width. We like to switch the ball and move the ball like that. But Yeah, at the start it was literally just bombing it forward in the first couple of years, and we probably wouldn't get used as much. But yeah, like I said, it's really tactical, and I think North used their wings really well, as well as so do other teams. So yeah, I was just lucky to get on the end of a few yesterday.
The protocols around the season, we've seen more games shifted this round in the past. How strenuous is it on you, and how are you coping with the protocols you're under right now?
Yeah, it's a bit different. Obviously, I haven't had COVID yet, so and it's been pretty good for me. I've been on school holidays, so I'm a teacher. So, you know, it's probably been a little bit easier for me not having to work, but I go back to work next week. So, yeah, it's stressful because, like, you know, I stay away from shopping centres. Like, you know, you stay away from a large events. And, you know, it's this time of year that everyone kind of does all that stuff. So, yeah, but it's the sacrifices we make. You know, I love playing footy, so... And I don't want to miss a week just for having COVID.
Yeah, a lot of talk about return to school and different policies depending on which state you're in. I mean, how could you possibly manage that? And is the club giving you any instructions, or it's just almost a luck of the draw?
It's just a luck of the draw. You know, I'll have my mask on, but unfortunately I teach prep, so it's not something that I can just, you know, stay away from the kids. So, yeah, it's just the luck of the draw, and hopefully things go okay.
No, good on you for your other life in teaching, Caitlin. It's I tip my lid to all the teachers, and especially in prep. No mask can be expected in prep, of course, so good on you for doing that. And the other bad thing about going back to work is you're going to have to leave Billy at home. Now, this Dalmatian rarely leaves your side. I mean, what are you going to do without Billy?
Well, actually, she's at Mum's at the moment because I bought a house and I'm doing my lawn. But she I can't even explain it. I probably babied her when I was growing up, like when she was growing up. So she's just has to be inside wherever you are. If you're outside, she's outside. If you're inside, she's just waiting to come in. But yeah, she's adorable, obviously. So she turns 6 on the 31st of Jan. So we'll probably have a party.
a party for the 6th. Oh, I love it. I love it. Good dog lover.
It's a thing now, Kane.
Dog parties. I've been invited to a dog party.
Oh, gee, definitely dog parties in my house. Hey, who's the team to beat? Like, have you early stage of the season, you're going to take on the Blues this weekend. Adelaide and Melbourne are flying. In your eyes, who's been really impressive?
Probably going into the season, I would have said, like, Melbourne, Adelaide and Brizzy, obviously coming off last year's premiership. But like, you just don't know, because obviously every week's changing. You've got COVID protocols, you've got everything going on. Even Carlton looked really good in patches, so it'll be really tough. I'd probably say, obviously coming up against Adelaide, they looked amazing. Like, Freo looked great on the weekend too, the way they moved the ball. So my tip's probably still Melbourne, but closely Adelaide.
Now, 12 months have passed since this happened, this big discovery in your life. It was about this time last year, I think, Caitlin, that your family and I think it was your pa and then via your dad, you discovered that you've got Indigenous heritage, not something you would expect to find out, of course. But as you mentioned, I think back 12 months ago, it's been an exciting sort of journey of discovery for you and the family.
Yeah, it has been really exciting. We've had so much support too, I think. When we first started, it was just kind of like you didn't know what was going to happen, but North have been honestly amazing, and then the boys players as well. We've caught up numerous times and discussed, and obviously we've got two other girls in the team. So, yeah, the support has been incredible, and I'm already looking forward to Indigenous round. I think it's round 8. So, yeah, no, it's been a really exciting year, and, yeah, looking forward to everything else that comes.
There's a lot to look forward to as well for you this season. And the Blues, well, as of now anyway, fingers crossed, await you on Sunday, 1:10 p.m. We shouldn't take these things for granted. But really appreciate you joining us, Caitlin. Well done on the start to the season, individually and collectively. Wish you the best of luck for the rest of it.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Great to chat to Caitlin Ashmore there of the North Melbourne AFLW side. Transitioning from school to the workforce, you can open your innings with MEGT and earn money while you learn new skills.